Word of God says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, and that I might not cause pain. And it says, so God granted him his request. Now, this is the fifth of five messages that I've preached. This will be the end of the series, as far as I know at this time. So I want to encourage you. The series will be ready by Wednesday night. There'll be a five-tape series. If you haven't been able to be part of this, I want you to get one of those tapes, or five of those tapes, rather, and listen to them. And just see what God speaks to your heart. We talked about the first part of that prayer, which says, God, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Lord, bless me. Continue to bless me. Encourage me, Lord. And then he said, enlarge my territory. And he said, God, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil. Now, this morning I talked about that you would keep me from evil, that you would just keep me from evil, God, that I might not cause pain. We were talked about several different things in keeping me from evil. Tonight I'm going to be talking about that I may not cause pain. Everybody say it with me, that I may not cause pain. I shared with everyone how as I began to minister this, I began to recall the time that I ministered very heavily on the Lord's Prayer, because this really lines up with the Lord's Prayer and everything that's said here. So I'm reminded as I teach, I'm reminded very many things about that. But first, I want you to look with me in Ezekiel chapter 30, and we're going to look at verse 16. Now, I said this morning that the man that prayed this prayer, obviously, Jabez, was born in pain. He obviously caused pain. How many of you know some people that just cause pain? How many of you feel like sometimes you just cause pain, you know? And so he prayed an earnest prayer, but the one part that I noticed at the very front of that, it says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And I, you know, with what we've been talking about, but something about the honor is, I feel like that in the time he was living, there was a lot of sin going on. And it says in Ezekiel chapter 30 and verse 16, it says, the middle part of that verse says, sin shall have great pain. So what was he praying? What was Jabez praying? Jabez was praying, God, keep me from sin. Come on, somebody. Are you listening to me tonight? He said, God, keep me from sin. Lord, keep me from evil. We talked about this morning that it's a whole lot better to just be kept from evil than going through evil, you know? I mean, we can get in enough trouble by ourselves. God, just keep me from evil. Let me not cause pain. Do you know, any time that you sin, you're going to cause pain. You're going to cause pain to yourself, or you're going to cause pain to your friends, or you're going to cause pain to your family. Anytime there's sin, there's pain. It's a related issue, amen? So he's saying to me, God, or he said to God, brother, keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain, that I may not sin, Lord. I don't want to sin. And so this is the reason I believe that it says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers and sisters. Now he's seen when you first start off in this prayer where Jabez says, God, that you would bless me indeed. That sounds like an awful, greedy, selfish prayer in the beginning. But as you go on into this prayer, and the next part even sounds more greedy, it says, enlarge my territory. God, bless me indeed. Give me a whole bunch, and then give me a whole bunch more territory, because you bless me, God, and I need more room. And then he said, God, keep your hand on me. I want to tell you, if you've been blessed in the Lord, if the Lord blesses you, you need God to keep his hand on you, because lest you sin and fall short of his glory. Come on, somebody. And so he was pretty wise in what he prayed. He said, God, would you keep me from evil? Lord, don't let me go into evil. Keep me, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil is part of what I was talking about this morning. You know, Lord, deliver me. Don't let me get into evil. And he said, God, that I may not cause pain, that I may not sin, because any time that we sin, we cause pain. We either pain God the Father, we always pain God the Father. Or we pain ourselves, we call ourselves pain, or we cause our family pain. How many of you have ever, somebody has done something and you've seen it cause the whole family pain? And you either cause yourself pain, or you cause your family pain, or you cause your friends pain. Come on, somebody. When you get into pain, when you are sin, you always come along, pain comes right along behind it. Amen? So what was he actually saying? He was saying, God, keep me from sin. Everybody say it with me. God, keep me from sin. Oh, man, that God would just keep me from sin. We talked about favor. We talked about how God wanted to enlarge our territory. We talked about how God, when God's hand's on you, that means his anointing is on you. When his anointing is on you, that means you have his favor. Have you ever just had a really, really good day? I mean, man, you just couldn't do anything wrong. Everything you did just turned out good. Well, can you think real hard? Maybe it happened to you once in your lifetime. Come on, somebody. Maybe it happened to you one day in your lifetime. But what I'm talking about here is, can you imagine day after day after day after day of having a good day? Come on, somebody. No, you're not hearing me. I mean, can you imagine every day is a good day? This is a good day. This is a good day. This day is good. This day, I like this day. This day is good. You know, not too long ago, I figured out that every day is a new day. Every day. Every day is a brand new day. Every day has got its own trouble. Every day has got its own worries. But every day has its own blessings. Come on, somebody. Help me a little. So it's a good day. As a matter of fact, it says God's mercies are new every morning. Come on. God, give me new days, new mercies. How many of you know we need God's mercy? New mercy every day, every day. So today is a new day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today you can make a mark, you can make a change, you can make a decision, and you can make a go on. Go on through. I like that song, I think. I'm not for sure. I hadn't really made up my mind. You know, if you're catching hell, don't hold it. Come on, somebody. If you're going through it, you know, just keep right on going through. Don't stop, you know. It's never time to stop when you're having troubles. Come on, somebody. So, Lord, let us not cause pain. Let us not get into sin. Let us not cause pain. You know, when we get into circumstances, come on. When you get into circumstances, it's real easy to forget you're a Christian. Or is that just me? You know, I mean, some people, it's hard to be a Christian around. Come on, somebody. I mean, some people, you know, I mean, it's like, God, give me a Pentecostal break, please. Lead me not into temptation, lest I kill him. Come on, somebody, help me a little bit. Now, look with me about pain. Look with me now in Romans 13. And we're going to talk about God, let me not cause pain. Romans 13, and we're going to look at verse 10. So what would be the opposite of not causing pain? It would be promoting goodness or blessings. Amen? So it says in verse 10, love does no harm. Come on, somebody. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Well, I didn't know I could fulfill the law. Yes, you can fulfill the law. You fulfill the law by loving the Lord God with all your heart, loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Like I said in these messages, some of you don't even like yourself, let alone love yourself. Well, surely, Pastor, we shouldn't love ourselves. Well, the Word of God says love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's telling me that if you don't like yourself, you're not going to like somebody that's around you. You have this bitter, you ever meet somebody that had this bitter attitude all the time? You know, they didn't like themselves. They didn't like what you did. They're the kind of people that if you're giving out $100 bills, they'll get mad because they didn't get theirs first. Come on, somebody. They'll always find something. So the Word of God says that love says very plainly that love does not harm, does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Say, love causes no pain. Love causes no pain. Amen? Love causes no pain. Now, I want to tell you another thing about pain. How many of you know that pain is fearful? Any of you ever been in the hospital fixing to go through an operation? You know there's going to be pain. And it's what? What is it? It's fearful. Amen? Look with me in 1 John for a minute. Pain is fearful. You all know what I'm talking about, don't you? You understand that pain is fearful. It's fearful. Amen? 1 John chapter 4. 1 John 4, Lord, we give you praise this evening. 1 John 4, verse 18 says this. 18 says, there is no fear in love. There is no pain in love. But perfect love casts out pain, because pain involves torment. He who has pain has not been made perfect in love. You understand what I'm saying? Bear with me here for a minute. There's no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Lord, deliver me from sin that I may not cause pain. Somebody that's wounded always reaches out and hurts. You understand what I'm saying? The wounded people are always the ones that hurt. So, we're gonna address that in just a little bit, but it says God, love, or the Word of God says that love cast out fear. Say, Lord, give me love. Not pain, but love. Lord, give me love, not pain. Look with me in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, every time the Lord blesses me with the occasion to perform a marriage, I always, at some point, generally, 99.9% of the time, I will read these scriptures before we finish the service. But I address this as a charge to the couple. Let me address this as a charge to the Christians in this house tonight. I charge you in the name of Jesus to read, understand, and hear the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Let me say that again. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures through all things. Love never fails. So what was he saying? What was Jabez saying? Jabez was saying, God, let me not cause pain, but let me share love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but I'm going to tell you, it cost him pain to love this world. It cost pain to love this world. As a matter of fact, the pain that Jesus suffered was because of what? Sins of mankind. Sin causes pain. Sin always causes pain. So he's saying very plainly, God, that I may not cause pain. Lord, take me away from evil that I may not cause pain. I believe that's why the Word of God says that he was more honorable than his brothers and sisters. I believe that's what it said, because it says the last part of that is, so God granted him his request. Why did he grant him his request? God, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, Lord. Give me all I want and all I can hold and all I can contain, and give me some new barns to put it in. But keep your hand on me, God. Come on, somebody. Lord, keep your hand on me. Don't let me get into evil. Lord, let me not cause pain. Let me give love instead. Love always, always heals. Love always brings strength. Love, listen to me, love covers a multitude of pain. God's love for you and me covered a multitude of sin and a multitude of pain in all of our lives. You remember when you were lost and you were empty and you were hurting and you were causing, listen, hurting people cause people to be hurt. You understand what I'm saying? But loving people cause people to be drawn to them. So he's saying, God, let me be a loving person. Let me not cause pain, but let me give love instead. Let me give love instead. For God so loved the world. See, the prayer that Jabez made, the thing he said made him honorable in God's eyes. I believe it was because he prayed the right way. He prayed in the right fashion. He had the right attitude in his prayer. You know, if you run up here to the offering and say, God, I'm going to put in $10. Now, I expect 100 by in the morning. How many of you know God's not a slot machine? Come on, somebody. Yeah, now, God may very well bless you because he's already put something in you know, that just is a perpetual motion, you know. But I'm going to tell you, the attitude of the heart has got to do with the size of the harvest. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You can't make a deal with God. There's no making deals with God, you know. God says, give me everything. Only deal you can make with God is give him everything. Oh, my, he's greedy, isn't he? No, he's not. He'll give you back. Listen, God promised me. He said, if you'll give me all you have and all you are, I'll give you all I have. Woo! Come on now, somebody. God, let me have some of that. Come on. You talk about a deal. Man, it's a deal of a lifetime. Come on, somebody. It's a deal of a lifetime. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want you to think back a minute. How many of you remember the white box with the red ribbon? Hold your hands up if you remember it. Well, most of you do. So I'm going to have to tell the story again because not everybody does. The man died, went to heaven. St. Peter's showing him all around heaven. He's walking through heaven. He looks over and he sees something that looks like a big warehouse. And he says, I want to go in there. And he said, no, you don't really want to. And they go all around heaven. They come back around. They end up back in front of the warehouse. And he says, but I want to go in that warehouse. He said, can I go in that warehouse? He said, you can, but you really don't want to. So he went in anyway. Sound like anybody you know? And when he walked in, there was shelf after shelf and roll after roll of little white boxes with red ribbons around them. And he got to looking, and they were in alphabetical order. And he looked a little closer, and there was people's names on each box. You know? One of them had Linda Collinsworth on it. Come on, somebody. So he ran down the aisle, and he said, what is this? He said, these are the gifts that God has for the saints. And he runs down, and he opens it up, and the glory of God comes out. He pulls out the list, and he starts to read the list, and he said, well, I didn't get this. I didn't get this. I didn't get this. I didn't get this. Why did he not get it? God, let me not cause pain. Come on, somebody. I'm totally convinced that God has got so many blessings for you that you can't contain it. Do you remember what the Word of God says over in the book of Malachi? He says, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing till you can't receive it. How many of you are not able to receive anything else yet? Come on, somebody. I've got a couple of things left that I could receive, okay? Come on, somebody. God said he was going to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings until you could no longer contain it. Come on, somebody. So, what does God have in mind for you? What does God have for you? What does God want you to accomplish in your lifetime? God wants to divinely bless you. Come on, somebody. God wants to divinely provide for you, but God also wants to divinely lead you. Come on, somebody. That's why he said here, Lord, Don't let keep me from evil. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil, that I might not cause pain, that I might let the love of God flow through me. And so then God granted his request. There's so much in this little short prayer. There's so many things. And I said this at the beginning of this. I think every scripture in the Bible has at least three different facets of that scripture. Because God intends us to be ministered to body, soul, and spirit. I think every scripture pertains to the body, every scripture pertains to the soul, and every scripture pertains to the spirit. That's the full gospel. You want to know what the full gospel is? It's not dancing, it's not jumping, it's not speaking in tongues, it's not any of those things. It may be part of those things. It may be, actually, if you get blessed this afternoon, let me just tell you, you may be saying, well, I'm not ever going to rejoice or anything. Listen, if somebody came in and blessed you with $1 million, don't you tell me you wouldn't jump up and shout and holler and jump. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me you wouldn't get happy. Don't tell me you wouldn't. Don't lie to me. You would get happy. Come on, somebody. So I'm saying to you that God, that Jabez said, God, that I may not cause pain. Lord, don't let me sin. Because I don't want to cause any pain. Let me love, Lord, instead. So what does God have for you? He has some blessings, some divine blessings for you. He has some divine provisions for you. He wants to lead you in the right way. So I'll just say this to you. So let's get started. Look at your neighbor and say, let's get started. Look at your neighbor on the other side and say, let's get started. How many of you are ready to get started? You ready to get started? Okay, let me tell you how to get started. The next time that you see somebody in pain, come on now, and you'll see them tomorrow. The next time that you see somebody in pain, somebody hurting, somebody distraught, somebody that's having a struggle, body, soul, or spirit, walk up to them and say, what can I do for you? Come on, somebody. What can I do for you? Now, you said you wanted to get started. Come on, somebody. You want to get started? The next person that you see that's in pain. You see, people come in and they have on this mask in the church, in the world, and all these things. They have this mask on. But underneath the mask, they're hurting. It doesn't matter where they're at financially. They're hurting. It doesn't matter where they're at physically, they're hurting. It does matter where they're at spiritually, because the spirit is where the healing begins. You see, you're healed inside out. It's not outside in. You see, you can't always judge a book by its cover. Let me just be honest. You see, this Bible has got a black cover on it, but it's full of light. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You can't judge it. Sometimes you see somebody and you need to ask God, God, what can I do? Listen, you won't have to wait long. It won't be a hard project. You may be walking in the morning, and upset because of this or because of that or some little old thing. But I'm telling you, if you just use discernment and you say, God, show me in the morning when you get up. How many remember what I said before? You need to put this Jabez prayer. It needs to be on your closet door. And every morning when you get up, you need to put it on. You need to put on the Jabez prayer. God, increase my territory. But, oh, I want that. God, bless me indeed. Oh, I want that, pastor. God, keep your hand on me. Oh, man, I love this pastor. Lord, keep me from evil. That sounds pretty good. Lord, don't let me cause pain. Oh, wait a minute. I don't like that guy next door. Come on, somebody. It's an attitude. It's our attitudes that God's looking at. He's not concerned how pretty you are, although some of you are just beautiful. And I won't say anything about the rest of you. And so, but he is concerned about your heart. He's concerned about your heart. He's literally concerned about your heart. It's a mystery to me. Somebody says, well, Pastor, I don't have any clothes to wear to church. And I said, well, please don't come naked. I'll loan you something. I said, no, you don't understand. I don't have any church clothes. I said, well, what's church clothes? What does that mean? Come on, somebody. God don't care. God ain't interested. You didn't impress God. Come on, somebody. Can I tell you, you're not impressing God. Come on. There's nothing wrong with nice clothes. I like nice clothes. I like to dress nice. I like to give my very best to God. I love to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But God's interested in what's in here. He wants to know what's in this heart. What is your attitude and what is the purpose of your life? You know, see, I think that there's so many blessings that God wants to do that we hadn't got them done yet. Listen, somebody, I believe what we need to do, we need to ask the next person that comes into our life. We need to, you talk about a shocker. You talk about a real shocker. You know, you find somebody at the counter that's checking people out, and they're just having a bad day. The guy that was in front of you just got through eating the clerk out. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, those things happen. Y'all know those things do happen. I hope you wasn't the one that did it. You know, there was a report from the waitresses at a certain restaurant chain, and they said, who gives you the most problems? This is not a good report. Who gives you the most problems during the week that you wait on? And you know what their response was? It's the Christians. They're the hardest to get along with. They're the pickiest. They are the lowest tippers. Come on, somebody. I hope I didn't break nobody's toe. Come on, somebody. So the next time that you walk in to a restaurant and the lady's having a hard day and your food don't get out when it ought to, and I have to repent myself, because, you know, when I get through preaching, I preached all day, I preached two services, I go out to eat, I'm ready to sit down and eat. I don't need to hear a bunch of garbage. I'm like, God, deliver me from evil. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, you need to stop. And you need to give that lady an encouraging word. Come on, somebody. She may not have an encouraging word. She had to work Sunday. You just went down and was praising the Lord all day. Come on, somebody. You know, so what I'm saying to you is, the next person that you see that's hurting, put the hurt out. Put the hurt out. God, let me not cause pain. Well, maybe we're taking it one step further than what he's saying. I'm saying, God, let me not cause pain, but Lord, let me cause healing. Let me cause healing, Lord. I want to cause healing. I don't want to cause pain. I want to cause healing. How many of you like to cause healing instead of pain? You know, that would be a real reversal for some of us. Come on, somebody. I mean, you know, Lord, just let me cause a healing to happen. Let me cause a healing to happen. A healing. God, we give you praise. And I like that, because he said it this way. So God granted him his request. How many of you would like to have God to grant you your request? God granted him his request. God granted him his request. God granted him his request. God, let me not cause pain. Lord, let me not sin, because sin is going to hurt somebody. It's going to hurt somebody. You're always going to hurt God, but you're going to hurt somebody. You're going to hurt somebody. Somewhere, anytime that we get into sin. So we don't think anything about it. Sometimes we just meet a person, we're going to be with them briefly. We're only going to see them one time. Think about it. What kind of impression did you make with the last waitress that you had to wait on you? Think about it. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It wasn't for you. It wasn't for me. It was for Everybody. 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 Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. This guy started out. We can say it this way. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez because I bore him in sin. How many of you know that childbirth and this pain of childbirth is a direct relation to the sin that went on in the Garden of Eden? Because that was the curse that was pronounced over a woman. You shall bear children with much pain. Come on, somebody. Because she bore him in pain. And Jabez called upon the God of Israel. He didn't call upon Mohammed. Come on, somebody. He didn't call upon Buddha. Come on, somebody. He called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my territory, that your hand would be on me. God, let your anointing be on me all time, your favor, that you would keep me from evil, that I would not cause pain. I believe that a couple of weeks ago when I began to preach this series of messages, I believe God spoke to me directly and said, this is a word for the church. This is a word for this church and every other church that will receive this. Since I started preaching the prayer about Jabez, man, I'm hearing it everywhere I go, everything I see, everybody I talk to. Well, we're hearing about it everywhere. Well, isn't that wonderful? Because God is not confused. He knows what he wants to go out to the congregation. You understand? God's not confused. He's not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. Come on, somebody. Doesn't surprise me at all. Not a bit in the world. People, they said, well, I heard the Calvary's preaching about Jabez's prayer. Well, good. I'm glad they are. I heard these people. Well, that's wonderful. They may not be preaching exactly the same slant I'm preaching. I don't know. I don't care. You know, there was a time in my life that I wouldn't take somebody else's message and preach it until God scolded me real bad. You know what he said to me? He said, who do you think gave him that message? I hadn't thought about it, God. You know what I mean? It ain't his. It's mine, said God. Come on, somebody. Belong to me. I let him use it. How many of you know that we're just taking care of what God gave us down here? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I was really thinking, God, I want a big, dramatic end to this prayer. Let me give you the big, dramatic end. Put it on your closet. Pray it all next week. And the dramatic end will be in the praise reports next Sunday morning. Are you listening to me? You want the dramatic end? Let me tell you when it'll be. It'll be next Sunday morning when everybody's saying, man, this thing really works. Come on, somebody. I mean, God's good all the time. All the time. So the prayer of Jabez was more honorable than his brothers and sisters. Although he was born in sin or in pain. Come on, somebody. God's got a lot of blessings for you. God wants to bless you. God wants to encourage you. But you see, you need to get caught up in the heavenlies. Come on, somebody. You need to be seated in heavenly places with Christ. You need to get caught up in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus, and you need to take a spiritual journey into that warehouse. Come on, somebody. And you need to find that little white box that's got your name on it with a red ribbon around it. Come on, somebody. And you need to open it up, and you need to see the divine blessings God has for you. You need to find out the divine leading that God has for your life. I'm convinced every person in this place, God has a ministry for you. Well, I'm not a minister. Oh, yes, you are. If you got saved, you're a minister. If you're born again, you're a minister. Period. Doesn't mean you've... Listen, we had a... staff meeting yesterday, over 20 people here, and every one of them is in the ministry. How many of you on the staff meeting feel like you're in the ministry? Somebody tell you you ain't in the ministry when you're up there, you know, taking care of the kids. Go back there and tell the lady in the nursery that she ain't in the ministry while she's changing the diaper. She may say, you get over here and change that diaper yourself. You in the ministry with me now. Come on, somebody. You understand what it is a ministry. Remember what we was talking about? You want the full gospel ministry? Oh, pastor, give me the full gospel ministry. I want to speak in tongues and jump and shout. Well, okay, that's wonderful, but they need some workers down at the harvest house. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to do the upstairs restroom in the church. No, I want the full gospel. That's part of it. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. God's good. Well, I pray that through this time that God's ministered something to you through this prayer. It's been a ministry to me to get to share. It's blessed me to get to share. And I want to just pray with you if you need prayer tonight. Maybe you need to pray that prayer. God, let me not cause pain. God, let me see the next person that's hurting, and let me say to them, how can I help you? Let us lay our selfish ambition aside. Let us lay all of our programs aside, and let us say, what can I do to help you? Now, let me tell you, when I got saved, I wasn't a person that liked to serve. I liked to be served. So I had to make some special efforts when it came down to certain things. I had to learn that when I got up to do certain things, instead of sitting in my recliner and saying, Peggy, go get me a glass of iced tea, I had to learn to get up and get it myself. And while I was up, say, Peggy, would you like a glass of iced tea? Come on, somebody. She likes that part of it, you know. But she wasn't real thrilled when she got up and went and got her a glass of iced tea, and I say, where's mine? Come on, somebody. But we have a mutual understanding. I do everything she tells me. Nothing to it. You know? Need deliverance, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm not going to prolong tonight. Really and seriously, if you have a prayer request, something you need prayer for, we're going to sing a couple of songs or whatever Lynn's got in mind here, whatever he's going to do, I don't know. And if you need ministry, I want to minister to you. I want to just say to you, do not forget the birthday celebration is in the fellowship hall.